Bruchem Abayim to the ninth in the continuing series of Shi'urim on the sources of the Halacha. We are going in the order of the Gemara in Brachos, and we're now going to, we've reached like Daf Dalet Amud Beis, but we've been discussing much of the discussions we've had and the Shi'urim we've had have concerned the Mishnah, and we spent several Shi'urim discussing the Shita of Rabban Gamliel. So we're going to go a little bit in the order of the Riff, and then we're going to actually introduce sugyas, which discuss the Psak of Rabban Gamliel and related to it, and therefore we're going to, by virtue of that, also examine the sugyas in Tesa Amud Beis, which deal with the times for Kriya Shema in the morning as well as the evening. In any case, the Gemara and Daf Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara paskins explicitly like Rabban Gamliel. It says in the Gemara, "Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha k'Rabban Gamliel," meaning that even though in the Mishnah Rabban Gamliel's opinion is brought as a das yochid with respect to the shita of Chachamim, like it says, we first bring an opinion of Rabban Eliezer, and the Chachamim Omer Machatzos, and Gamliel Omer Ad Shelar Barashacha. Nonetheless, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha k'Rabban Gamliel. And this shows us that the klal that we have of Yochid Barabim does not necessarily apply, as we spoke about, with respect to the Mishnah. The Gemara actually is in fact the final arbiter. This concept is actually a concept which appears actually in the Gemara in Soita. Chaf Aleph Bet Aleph, the Gemara in Soita raises the question, what's called a Mevale Olam? Who are those people who destroy, who confuse the world, who destroy the world? And one of them is a person who paskins from the Mishnah. So we see clearly that, Chaf Beis Bet Aleph, the Gemara says, Chav Beis Ben Aleph, the Gemara says, Tana, Tanayim Mevali Oilam. The Tanayim Mevali Oilam. So the Gemara has the question, what do you mean Mevali Oilam? Sal Kadata, you think the Tanayim Mevali Oilam? Omer Avina, Shemayin Halacha Mitech Mishnasa. In other words, basically, a person cannot be Meir Halacha from the Mishnah, but rather, a person has to rely upon the Gemara. And actually the person saying this is Ravina, and as we know the Gemara says in Peivov Amar Aleph, Ravina Rav Ashi or Soif Hayor.
In
Bav Metzia. I'm sorry. Peivov Amar Aleph, Ravina Rav Ashi or Soif Hayor. So we see is that, what does it mean to say you shouldn't paskin for a Mishnah? So, I mean, certainly based upon this, we have to say that, even though in the Mishnah we have Yochid v'Rabim, and it might seem that we should go like the Rabim connected the Yochid, nonetheless the Gemara has the right to in fact arbitrate the Lachid according to the Yochid. Now, if we read Rashi, Chaf Beis Ben Aleph, Rashi says, Shemoyin halacha b'tach mishnasum, so Rashi says, Ka'amah shemavalan oylem b'hoi roas toz, tekeva de'en yudim tamia Mishnah. Right, sometimes people don't understand the reason for the Mishnah. Sometimes they'll make analogies which are not true. For odds, yesh mishnayas habit aminin hamana pleni hiv yachidahu. So certain mishnayas, in fact, actually, there seems to be an opinion which is a opinion of the many, of the majority, and really happens to be a das yochid, right? And v'leis hilchos kavase. Okay, and then of course, v'od she'enam yodim machlo tareim arishenam halach k'divrei mi hilchos boim hiro atol. In other words, a person looks at the Mishnah. A person on the basis of the Mishnah can arrive at Psak Halacha. This we have to rely upon the Gemara. Okay? Chav Beis Ben Aleph and Zayta. So, in other words, here, the Gemara paskins, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha k'Rabban Gamliel. Interestingly enough is, in the Shalmi that we saw previously, the Gemara actually raised the question, how could Rav Gamliel do Kenegad the Rabbin? The fact is, though, as we mentioned, in the Shalmi, the Rabbim that we were speaking, the Chum we were speaking about there, was not necessarily the Chumim that we have in our Mishnah. We spoke about this Machlokes Bavli in the Rishonim. But in any case, The Gemara paskins like here, like Rabbi Gamliel. Interestingly enough, is another source to this notion. Actually, it comes out from a Mishnah in Adias. The Mishnah in Adias, a Mishnah which we spoke about after the first Shi'urim. The Mishnah in Adias says in Perak Aleph Halacha Hey, Lama Maskirim Divrei Halacha Ben Hamarubir. Why did the Mishnayos list the Divrei Hayachid in a minority opinion among the majority opinion? Since halacha is real like the majority. You know, with halacha like the majority, why should the Mishnah list a minority opinion? If a Bezdin sees like the Divrei Hayachid, it could rely upon it. So I think at the time I mentioned it right now, and even if I did mention it, it's good to go over it. There was a dispute between the Rambam and the Ravid. You're going to have to understand the Mishnah. The Ravid understood that actually, even though the Mishnah mentions a Yochid and the Halacha is like the Rabbim, nonetheless, Bishas Adchak, right? It's possible to rely upon a different Yochid, like the Gemara says it needed a Fesamid base, Halacha Rabbi Yezid Bishas Adchak. However, the Rambam in his Perush Mishnayos says it a little bit differently. The Rambam learned the Perush Mishnayos that in fact, the Rambam says, why we must give our Yachid, right? The Rambam says, she'im, because it doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah, Shas HaChak, or Shas HaTzorech. Although it does say in the Tosefta. It doesn't say in the Mishnah. So the Rambam says, she'im, you're based on the Divrei Yachid, Yisbocholam. In other words, if I have, for example, a Mishnah, a Yachid and a Rabbim, or let's say Machlok is Yachid and a Rabbim, that's only a Mishnah, but a Bezdin afterwards, can decide to pass it like the Yachid. She ain't bezin yochel about the bezin chaver ad shegal chop of a minion. In other words, and this statement that you can't be levantel gal chop of a minion is speaking about the second bezin. In other words, the second bezin can pass it like the Yachid. That's why the Rambam learns. And on that bezin, you can't be levantel it because of what? Because the second bezin, the pass of the Yachid, that psak cannot be misbatel, cannot be overcome. Why? Because you can't. It's called God. You need a bezin to go chop of a minion. So actually, if you look at if you understand the Mishnah in this way, it comes out that the Rambam is actually discussing the Gemara, because you have Mishnayos, which you have a Yochid and a Rabbin, comes the bezin of Avina and Ravashi, which is Seifayor, and actually the Rambam is clear in the Rambam, and look at the Rosh and Daf Lamed Gimel Aleph in Sanhedrin. The Chasimus Hashas, the Shas, is called a Dovah Shiva Minyan, that you can't be mevatel unless it's Golo Chof of Minyan. That, right, that's clear in the Rambam's Hadamah and in the Rosh. And because of that, the Rambam would say that if, in fact, actually, the Gemara would pass it like a Yachid, connected to the Rambam, then, in fact, another Bezin after that cannot be mevatel that Psach unless it's greater Bechachma of a Minyan. So we see clearly here that in the Perush HaMishnayos of the Rambam in Adias, the Rambam is not only implicitly, but actually explicitly describing the process of the Gemara. That the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, can render an opinion to Paschal like a Yochid, namely like Rabbi Gamliel, and this Psak Halacha remains, and you can't be mevatel it, even unless you're greater Bechach of a Minyan, which of course, I mean, is not unlikely, but actually one can learn the Rambam, probably impossible. And therefore, this, the Rambam in the Perush, his Perush HaShtayis in Adias, is actually describing the authority of our Shas. So that it is. Now, what's interesting, I just want to know, since we're on the subject matter, since we're going off on a tangent, we might as well cover the entire tangent. The Ravid in the Perush HaMishnayos there speaks about that we can go like the Yochid, B'Shas Echad connected the Rabbin. It's interesting that the Ravid, the Rosh in Sanhedrin of Lamed Gimel brings a machlokes between himself and the Ravid as to whether the Piskei HaGaonim constitute a Yochid or a Rabbin. So the Ravid understands that the Piskei HaGaonim constitute a Davar Shel Minyan with respect to, let's say, for example, with respect to the Rishonim, which is the next generation. It's mashma, and that's where the Ravid learns. When the Ravid says, we can be Samech on Pshas of Chak, it's Mashma the Ravid that in later different opinion, like the Ga'onim, even though it might have a jar of the Ga'onim over one opinion, it might be possible to be Samech on Das Yochid, which, what is the consequence of this? There's an interesting machlekes between the Chacham Tzvi and the Chazanish. In Simen Kuf Mem in Yeredeya, where the Chazanish, in Hilchas Tamat Torah, the Chazanish discusses the Derech HaPsak, we've actually discussed in the first few Shiurim. The issue arises, for example, we know that the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, establishes as Bezdin the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. And the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef says in Zagdama, that when it comes to a Psak Halacha, there's a Machloikis among things, and the majority. Which means many or very often the Mechaber will paskin like the position of the Rif Rambam connected to Rosh. This is the Derech of the Mechaber, it's not obviously the Derech of the Hamor, as is evident in his Hakdama too, to the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the question which is raised is, what if the Mechaber, what if the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, paskins like the Rif and the Rambam connected to Rosh, can in a later generation, I'm not speaking about the Hamor now, I'm speaking about a later generation, is it possible to rely upon a Das Yochid, right? Bishas HaChak. So, for example, if there's the Rosh augurs on the Rif and the Rambam, and the Mechava Paskins, the Bechesed Paskins, like the Rambam and the Rif, right? And not like the Rosh, and that's Dr. Shulchan, so the Rambam agrees to that. Is it possible for a person of a later generation to say, well, it's Bishas HaChak, let's be Samech on the Das Yochid? So, the Sheet of the Chazanish, believe it or not, is no. That in fact, actually, once the Shulchan Aruch has a din of it behilchas kamam, but I would say it probably has a din of davar shememinyan. In that sense, that what that in fact, actually, once there's a psach the Shulchan Aruch, in a later generation, one cannot go back or rely upon the shas of dasa yochid. But the Chazanish mentions that in fact the Chacham Tzvi argues on this. The Chacham Tzvi is evident in several tshuvas. It's clear, the Chachamim says, that b'shas HaChak, one could rely upon a minority opinion which the Beis Yosef rejects. So, for example, in the later generation, one could rely upon the Rosh, connected to the Psak of the Mechaber, which goes into the Rif and the Rambam. So, what's interesting is that the Chacham Tzvi is actually using the Perush of the Ravid. That the Ravid, in fact, actually holds that b'shas HaChak, one could rely upon the Das of the Yochid, even though Beis Din says like that. Despite the fact it's called Davar Shememinyan. And the Chazanish seems to me seems to be going really more like Kefi Shitas HaRambam in the Perush of Mishnayos of Ediyah. So anyway, this is interesting things to to take note of as the more possible than Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, very good. Okay, now, so therefore the Gemara clearly passes like Rabbi Gamliel. Now, we have a very, very interesting situation in the Gemara, which is going to actually occupy us for this year, and actually for the next year, maybe for the next two shiur. The Gemara, in Chesem Bei, especially the Gemara brings, Omer Rav Yehuda Meshua Halakha Rabbi Gamliel. And the Gemara continues. We're in Chesem Bei, Tani Rav Shimon Yochai Oimer, Pa'amim Sh'odim Koye Kriya Shema Shnei Pa'amim Balayla. Sometimes a person will read Kriya Shema twice in the evening. Achas Kodim Shiala Amar HaShachar. He'll read one Kriya Shema before Amar HaShachar. And what V'lacha L'acha Shal Amar HaShachar. And what after Amar HaShachar. V'yetze Be'em Yidei Chavosei Achas Shiyom Achas Shalayla. And he'll be Yetze for Kriya Shema, one for Kriya Shema of the evening, that the Kriya Shema he reads before Amar HaShachar. And one for the Kriya Shema that he reads afterwards, after Amar HaShachar. Okay? So, and the Gemara says like that. And then the Gemara goes on, after the Gemara explains the Braisa. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha, Amar Bar Chanina, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Halakha Rav Shimon Yochai. So, Rav Shimon Levi paskins that the law is Rav Shimon Yochai, and no one argues on the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Eager the Master of Rav Acha Bar Chanina, aha, some say that Abchida, but Achabachida's statement that the Lacha is like a certain Braisa, is going to another Braisa. And this bride of Shumel Chai says the name of Rabbi Akiva, right? Pa'amim she'odim koi kriya shema shtei pa'am b'yoyim. Achas koi mitzachai ba'achas lachas se'ne tzachama. Sometimes a person could be a kriya shema twice in the daytime. One before Nates, one after Nates. Here, the Gemara is assuming that from Amar HaShach until Nates is a din of the, right, as a din of an evening. And it's Yaitzu, Achas she'yoyim, Achas she'olayim. Okay? And then the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, Omer of Achmar Vina Abi Shimon Levi Halakim Shimon Shami Shimon Rabbi Akiva. The Halakim Shimon says Rabbi Akiva, and then the Gemara says that that of Achmar Rabbi Chinnat said Rabbi Shimon Levi was not explicit, was actually implicit. Lo Beferish Itmar, but actually there were Azugad Rabbanan. They came and they were drunk, and they came after Chasa. They were drunk, and they came home after on a Shachar. Well, they left their stoop after Avon HaShachar, and they came to Rabbi Shimon Levi, and they said, right, Kedai Rav Shimon L'smech Allah B'Shachacha, right part of Shimon B'Shachacha. So, in other words, we have over here two psakim of the Gemara. One psak of the Gemara is Rav Achim Achim Paskel Rav Shimon Yochai, that one could say Kriyishba after of the day, after Avon HaShachar. And then, there's another psak of Rav Acha, by Yitzchak of Yosef, right, that says that you can say Krishpa of the evening after Avon HaShachar. So in other words, now, what's interesting enough is that the Gemara doesn't eschastira in Rav Acha. I mean, it's not explicit in Rav Acha. You know, the Gemara says something Rav Acha said on this brisa. But it's not apparent at all in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't make, say eschastira, hagufa kasha between Rav Acha b'chinana and Rav Acha b'chinana. Right? In other words, the Amoraic statements stand as they are, and the Gemara doesn't try to, in fact, actually, in any way reconcile them. Now, so we have here, in Chesed Beis and Chesed Aleph, right, two Amoraic statements, which appear to be a contradiction to each other, conceptually, because is Amar HaShachar Tei Tei Zachama, is that day, is that night? Now, in each Braisa, if you look at each individual rice, it's clear that you can't have something which is both day, both night. In other words, either till Amar HaShachar is nighttime, and from Amar HaShachar to Nates is daytime, or either till Nates, from Amar HaShachar to Nates is nighttime, and after Nates is daytime. But there's no individual rice that says like a re-kriyishma between Amar HaShachar and Nates, and b'yotze for both of them, right? On the other hand, though, the Gemara, in fact, brings of Acha Bachinah Nero Shimon Levi a psak at each price, and the Gemara does not in any way attempt to resolve the two psak, and the Gemara leaves the psak the way they are. Okay, now, to make matters, I don't want to make matters Chas v'Shalom worse, but later on in Tesamud Beis, the Gemara speaks of from what time should I read Kriyat Shema? And the Gemara in Tesamud Beis brings the opinions of several Tanayim. And then the Gemara brings what appears to be the final conclusion of Abaya, Amar Abaya in Tesamud Beis, L'tfila k'acherin, Rav Huna pasla k'acherin, that say you could read Kriya Shema. Right, Achem Oimrim, you say Kriya Shema, Vishiyos Chaver Abba Amos. So, right, Achem, who the Gemara says in Yud Gimel, in the Beis Mabeis, Yud Gimel Harias, Achem is Rabbi Meir, even though interesting enough, in sometimes in Shas, like in Samach Gimel Beis in the Metazoa, a machlok shleshes between Rabbi Meir and Achem. Maybe it was one of the four Acher, after Acher, in any case, Omer Afhuna Lach Achem. So Afhuna, conclude, looks like Achayim. You get Kriya Shema from Abba Amos, which implies that you can read Kriya Shema from before that. And then Amar Abaya, then it's Abaya, the Tfila Kachayim, the Kriya Shema of Vasikin. Right? Abaya says, no, Kriya Shema is like Vasikin. The Amar Abyeitel, Vasikin, Goyim Reisim, Leitzachama, and Gemara says, Tanya Namahachi. Give a price that supports that. It observes, brings a pasuk, etc., etc. The Gorgon speaks about. Right. In other words, the Gemara appears to also paskin like Abaya, like Rabbi Yechida, the Krishna Vasikin. So they also have a stira between these two psakim. And
Here, so in other words, basically what we have is, we have four psalkim that are a total stila to each other, contrary to each other, right? Can I read Kriya Shema from daytime, from Amar HaShachar? Or do I have to wait until night? Right? The Gemara seems to paskin at the end, and the Bar Mitzvah Maisa, that's the conclusion of the Mava, that, you know, I can read Kriya Shema of the night time till night, so Kriya Shema of the day time is suddenly after night. But then the Gemara paskins, it looks like a chayav, like a Kriya Shema of the daytime from years old, Eskadir Abba Amos. And then the Shvitz, the best Kriya Shema I read, which is Vasikin, which, like Rashi, most can all the Rishonim learn, is before Neitz HaChamah, so therefore I daven Neitz HaChamah. So we have a total confusing and contradictory statements in the Gemara, and this is an incredible thing. Not to mention that there's an opinion of Eliezer that says you can only read Kriya Shema until Neitz HaChamah. And the Gemara seems to speak about that in Chal Beis Amud Beis later on in the Masechta. So the fact is that there's a Stam Mishnah that says a person is Toivol, so even get a Kriya Shema Neitz HaChamah, fine. If not, then he should cover himself in the water and read Kriya Shema before night, which Mashmi can read Kriya Shema after the night. Right? And the Gemara speaks about that in Chafei Amud Beis. It seems the Gemara seems to agree with that, Chafei Amud Beis. I mean, to belabor the point, we have chaos in Katra Dipsakim. Okay. So now, the question is, we have to learn from Rabbi Seinah HaRishayinim. How did the Rishayinim approach the Psak Halacha here? What do I do? We have four zmanim of Kriya Shema that contradict each other. But the Gemara at no point tries to ask a contradiction, tries to ask a stira, and tries to reconcile the opinions. So what do we do with four statements, four Gemaras, that the Gemara clearly paskins, like each four, and there's no attempt to reconcile the statements? What do we do? So, what we'll discuss about this, there seems to be two approaches of the Rishonim in general, and this will get to two approaches of the Rishonim. The opinion of several Rishonim, as we see, could be the opinion actually of the Tosfos and equally and the Rif, is going to be what I called the sheet of what's called synthesis. In other words, different statements made in the Gemara, where the Gemara does not overtly raise a contradiction, but rather leaves the halacha kid. If there were statements of a barayim, we can say that, okay, right, a barayim is agreeing, we have to come to a conclusion. We have Yochid Rabin, etc., Rabbi Talmud, all the different clubs that we have. But if the Gemara says halacha kid, and every halacha kid is contradiction to every other halacha kid, so the question is, what do we do with that? So, this is what's called the sheet of synthesis. The synthesis is that all of these things must be the halacha, and basically we have to be, you say in modern Hebrew, to meshabetz. In other words, basically, we have different situations, and each halacha kit applies in a different situation. One is the best chachila, one should be the evet, one should be shasad chak, one should be shasad onis, etc., etc. So that's called synthesis. And that appears to be the opinion of the Rif, and we'll see if the Tosfos too. We might want to call this what's called halachic M theory. We all know that there were five different string theories that contradicted each other, and then they came along and decided that they would have like a super string theory called M theory, and basically every string theory was a part of a M theory. So this is, I don't know, we should call this M theory or H theory, halacha theory, or maybe Kriya Shema, K theory. But in any case, K theory is another type of theory in algebra, but in any case, the shita of the Rif and the Tosfos is that we paskin like all of these opinions. However, we're going to have a dissenter, and that dissenter is going to be the Balamor. Balamor says, how can you possibly paskin two opinions, rule two opinions, which the logic contradicts each other. So what the Baal HaOr is going to do is the Baal HaOr is going to go by what I would call not a theory of synthesis, but a theory of logic. In other words, we have a certain logic that works. And we're going to try our best to take those statements in the Gemara and interpret them in a way in which they fit into logic. And those statements which clearly don't fit logic, we drop them and we reject them, alibi the halacha. So that's going to be the theory of the Baal HaOr, which I would just call the theory of logic, halachic logic. In other words, is there halachic logic or is there not halachic logic? Does halacha work by a phenomenology or does halacha work by a certain logic? Okay? So this is in fact actually, it's actually a dispute due between actually marked in text. In other words, do I accept the text for what it is and then construct the logic? Or do I construct the logic and then interpret the text? So, the question is, what precedes first, logic or text? Right, according to the Rif and the Tosfos, text precedes logic. According to the Baal HaOr, logic precedes text. Right? So we have the essentialist and the existentialist. In any case, that is seems to be the machlokes of the Rif and the Baal HaOr. And after we go through this, we will see what are the implications of this in the general theory of the halacha. Now, the Rif, and actually the reason I got to the sugya is because this chapter actually appears pretty soon, and the Rif brings this here in that it's the very end of Aleph Amud Beis in the Rif, and Beis Amud Aleph in the Rif. Okay? So, the Rif, in the very last three words of Aleph Amud Beis, says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Halak Rama Gamliel. In other words, that's the Gemara we saw in Chesed Amud Beis. The Rif passes like that. I mean, there's no Chachma here. I mean, the Gemara paskins like Rama Gamliel. And Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Chaya Oimer, Pa'am Shadam Korea Kriya, I'm now in basement Aleph in the Dapi Alif. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Chaya Oimer, Pa'am Shadam Korea Kriya, Shmer Tei Poem Balayla, Achaz Koyim Shalom Omer Shachar, Ach Shalom Omer Shachar, V'yitzem Yidah Chavosu, Ach Shalom Omer Shayor. And then the Rif, a mixed explanation, which I did, Omer Ach Bachanina Omer, Rav Shimon ben Leivah, Omer Shimon ben Chaya. Okay? So he passed in that you can read Kriya Shema beginning from Omer Shachar, of the daytime. In other words, you can read Kriyish for the night up until Netzach Hama, it's Amal Shacha. And Omer Ach Chinam Yeshua, Leib Elkar Mishim Yochai. And says the Riv, Vahami Kuli Hilchasinim. All of these halachas. In other words, don't think because there's a contradiction, because according to one braisa, and one halacha, you can read Shema the night time, the other was from Amar Shacha till Nates, according to the second braisa, is called the evening, and according to the first braisa, it's called the daytime. No! Since the Gemara did not raise a contradiction between Rav Ach Bachin and Nimashu Ben Levi, it must be that Kulu Hilchas Ninu, okay? Mm-hmm. However, what? So how do I, but however, right? So I have to put them in a lot of categories, right? Me yuchodah maginah meshuv mechai asher v'rashacha. In other words, that meshuv mechai says you can read it till v'rashacha, right? B'dievenu. In other words, that which I, now let's go back again. In other words, that which Rabbi Gamliel said, and Rav Shimon Yochai also said that I can read Kriya Shema until Amar Shacha. And the night, that's B'dievenu. But, right, what distinguishes that? Afilo, he often had, but even if amazing, and I said Kriya Shema before Amar Shacha, I'm Yotzei. Right? And he brings Chayim Asosom, the Vrayim, da 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 da. In other words, basically, even though it's better to read Kriya Shema before that, probably as soon as it's Chavim, Nonetheless, if b'mezid I read Kriya Shema of the night of Dabar Shachar, I'm yaitzer. Okay? Now, that which Rav Shimon said, the son of the bird could be a Kriya Shema of Meirev, the full Netzachama, that's Mishas Al-Chak. How Mishas Al-Chak? He was a shikar. He was drunk from Chas Al-Choyla. Right? But if I do the b'mezid, I'm not yaitzer. But this amazing, I'm not going to. Right? And it brings the Gemara, brings the case of the, right? Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, right? It was the case of the two Zugot Rabbanon, two Rabbanon that were drunk, and they came to Rabbi Shimon Levi, and he says, Kedai, Shulam Chobot Shasad Chak. In other words, the Gemara itself is Shasad Chak. The Rebbe is not making this up, Shasad Chak. So, in other words, but I can't do the amazing. Which part of the evening can we tell me the Shachat amazing? I'm going to say. Kriyishma until Beitz HaChama. I can do until Beitz HaChama. And if I do the basic on that Beitz HaChama. Okay? And then what about the third halacha that could read Kriyishma from the morning from Amar HaShacha, which is actually a total contradiction. Which is like this. The fact that I can read Kriyish from the night time until the nights, the Gemara itself is mashma, that's being done what? That's being done, right? I was a shikka or a chayla. Shas al chak. The Gemara says a shas al chak. In fact, to read Krishma of the night of Shachar, the Gemara says that's also really not Chachila. So, what's the distinction? There has to be a distinction between the two things. Otherwise, why say the two halachas? So the Rif says that if I read Krishma of Shachar, the mazid, into Lava Shachar, I'm still Yaitzai. Where the Rif picked this out, it's very, very interesting. The Mishnah says they came back. The Grimm says that the sons of the Bill came back from the Beis HaMishta. Now, the Rebbe might have been medayek that they weren't drunk. They weren't sick. They were too busy. So maybe the Rebbe is medayek from the Mishta to show that it's called Mishas HaKab with the Evan, but it's called Mazin because they weren't drunk. I mean, I have no way of knowing whether they're drunk or not drunk. But Kubasi Pash, so they weren't drunk. Because the Gemara successfully, the case of Tzuzuk HaBadim, they weren't drunk. So, in other words, however, in other words, these things, the Rif can be medayik in the Gemara. However, that I can read Kriyishma from Amar HaShachar of the daytime, which is an absolute stealer to reading Kriyishma of the night of the Beitz HaChama, then the Rif makes up his own category and calls it Shas HaChak, a person who's Machkim L'Derech, right? Et cetera, et cetera. In other words, L'Chachil or not. But Shas HaChak means I have no choice. I mean, have to go on a trip, and I have to be Shas HaChak. There might be a raya from later on in the Gemara. Later on, the Gemara actually speaks about this in Lamed of an Aleph. Ki avi boy lemei bat la'olcha. And I'm going to on the there. I mean, the Gemara has a raya from Lamed of an Aleph, but there he doesn't speak about it here. Now, but we have a few other things too. What about Netz HaChama? And what about Yeres Adol Mechava Abba Amos? So the Rif also tries to reconcile. The Rif is actually in Dalma based on the Rif. The Rif brings Amar Rav Huna Halacha Acheret that can read Kriya Shema Yeres Chaveo Rav Abba Amos. And then the Rif brings Abaye says, "Lefilah ka'achel l'kriyishma kevasikin," and the Rif brings the din of vasikin of kriyishma. And the Rif, of course, and this is the best time to read kriyishma. The Rif says, "Me uleiskul inish yochel l'kav l'mev keha." Not everybody can do like that. So therefore, says the Rif, is better to read kriyishma before Netz HaChama a little bit. Okay. Now, what is the Rif relying upon? I would say the Rif is relying upon Rav Huna Halacha Acheret. In other words, which, by the way, I have a little bit of a guy for the Rif When is the time Yiras Anba Chavera Abba Amois? Some people say a little bit after Rosh Hashanah. I claim it must be a little bit before Netzach Hanukkah. Because the Rebbe says it's better to read Kriya Shema before that. Most people should do it like that. And that's a full psak, halacha kachem. In any case, what we have here in the Rif is a very, very complicated end theory of Kriya Shema. And we have, basically, the Rif has taken about six times the Gemara passes halacha ke, halacha ke, halacha ke, and he was b'shabetz them. He put them together in an entire matrix in which some are lechatchila, some are b'di'evit, some are yoshikar, some are or yochayle, some are b'di'evit, if you do it b'mezit, you still yaitse, some are b'di'evit, and if you do it b'mezit, you're not yaitse, etc., etc. Now, this is one important halacha, or one important thing we see, a consequence of the Rif's plug. We have another interesting thing too. The Rif actually makes a statement, which we glossed over previously, and the Rif says that, based upon the second psak of Shuman Levi in the Gemara of Tesavon Aleph, the Rif says, if I'm a shikar or a chayla, I can read Kriya Shema at night until Netzach Hanukkah. Right? As the Rif says, at the very end of Beis Tesavon Aleph, I can read Kriya Shema Netzach Hanukkah of the evening. Go Mishia Shikar Achoyle. When Asa came, the Mezit of Pshia Moyote Kavasa. That's very interesting. The Rif here says that even though if a person is a Shikar or Achoyle, he's drunk or he's sick, he has a hetter to read Kriya Shema of the evening past Amud HaShachar until Netzach Hanukkah. Nonetheless, the Rif says that's only. If you know, I did not do it the pshia. In other words, I didn't do it purposely. I didn't base it. But if I didn't base it, the Rif says I am not yaitze. Question mark. I mean, if a person is sheik or chayla, the fact that a person can read kriyish of the evening that's a common means that the yaitzeim and atayla, there's a din. Then what? There's a din that I can read that the evening lasts until Netzach Hanukkah. Right? So we see several din of the Torah. The Chachila, we consider the daytime as beginning of Netzach Hanukkah. And therefore, according to the Torah, it says until Netzach Hanukkah, as still as the din of night. This is Spike the Mishnah, the Gemara in Megillah. And therefore, I can read Kriya Shema until Netzach Hanukkah, it's still called the night, Mishas Hakak. But how can the Rif say, if I do something that makes it, I'm not Yaitzei? If I'm Yaitzei for Kriya Shema until Netzach Hanukkah, obviously with the Raisa, how can it be if I do something with Pshia that I'm not Yaitzei? I mean, how can Chacham Mavkia a mitzvah than Atena? Now, the Chiddush of the Rif is very big and important because you're going to say, well, Rebbe treatments. We have many times the Chacham Mavkia, a mitzvah and a teira. The Gemara says in Yevamos that on the first day of Yontif falls out, the first day of Sukkot, or falls out on Shabbos, or Shana falls out on Shabbos, and Amor Shaifa, and the Gemara says, B'shem Yatase, Chacham Mavkia, Dovah Ben Ateira. So, the answer is, you don't have to learn the Chachamim under the mitzvah. They just told you, V'shem HaSeh, not to do it. In other words, if a person blew Shofar, it could possibly be that you know, he's Yaitzeh in a certain sense. In other words, Chachamim just told you not to do it, V'shem Yatzeh. They didn't tell you that, that if you blew Shofar, you're not Yaitzeh. And even the famous Rabbi Yehuda, which you spent a long time on in the first Shushrim of the series, Rabbi Yehuda says that after Chatzos, the sheet of Chachamim, what Ben learns in the Mishnah is that you can't read Kriya Shema. If the Reishu Shvish into Labar Shachar, how Chachamim tell you not to do it? Says Ben Yehuda, right? Says Ben Yehuda that B'shev Yaltase, right? They were oiker a mitzvah menateya. So I say that very, very nice, but that's the same thing. Oiker don't not tell me, Chachamim tell you not to read Kriya Shema. But here, it's different. Here, there is a case, a person a shikar and a chayla, and a person can read Kriya Shema until Netzach Hanukkah of the night time. and a shekel chol is yotze. But says the Rif, if I do it, b'meizit, it, right? I'm not yotze. I'm not yotze. How can I not yotze for kriyas shma?
Why is this chachamim doing it though? Isn't this the Gemara doing it?
Well, it's the Rif is doing it. The Rif is the chachamim doing it. I mean, someone's doing it. No, I mean, the Rif is doing it.
I mean, is the Gemara is learning it from?
The Rif, the Gemara is not saying in yotze. The Rif, the Gemara, no one's, this is a chiddush of the Rif.
I understand, but the Rif is saying that the Gemara is saying that this is the Torah definition of these things.
Of what? The Gemara doesn't distinguish Bezin and Shaygeg and
the Rif is claiming that the Gemara is making such a distinction, and the Gemara's halachas ke.
Let's heap it on the Chacham. How Chacham do something like that? How Chacham say, if I do something with Shia, I'm not Jaitse?
Are the Chacham not claiming this is the opinion of the Torah? Or is God, this is...
I don't know. We don't see anywhere the Torah says, according to the Torah, something with the Eved, we do say that if I do the Chachila, the Torah
is Shia. Why is this all Torah Shabbal Peh that's in the...
No, because we don't see it.
So if my show for the Torah says X, and Chachamim clearly say that used to be true, but now this is no longer true.
No,
and they hear the Chazal are defining a Torah mitzvah.
No, because the Torah itself is doing it to me. There's no Torah that doesn't seem to be based in
Pshik. Let's feel a bit of it.
Right, yeah. The Chachamim is not seeing the Torah.
Right.
I mean, in Chachamim, there's a concept of Shina cause of La'akev. That's only in Chachamim. In Kriyishma, we don't see something like that. Shilakov La'akim is the only case. There is a machlokes of Avay V'Rav at the beginning of Temura, im Ovid Mahani Lo Mahani.
Right.
But that's being Melachin B'Diyev. They're just saying that's a different type of machlokes. I don't think that's really relevant here. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying very question. How does it say I'm not going to say that? It could possibly be. Mm-hmm. It could possibly be that what the Rif means. If you read
the Gemara's the Torah would say that. One, either one or the other is the correct halacha.
That's right. Right.
I'll come along
right. With, now, I could go along and read the Rif a little bit more creatively and say, when the Rif says, "Im asa kein b'meizit lo yatsa," it doesn't mean that if I read the Kriya Shema with the Eved, I'm not joyous. It means by saying that if I waited till after Avad HaShachar, I shouldn't read it. Mm-hmm. That could be what the Rif is saying, which means is to read into the Rif and ignore what the Rif says
right.
And just. What just to stay with the Rif ought to say.
Yeah.
But in other words, but you know, and you can always be subject, I guess, on this Pesha Sakha if you reach a logical impasse. But in any case, this understanding of the Rif, this understanding is an incredible thing. How could it possibly be? In other words, now for example, we do have cases, for example, where the Rishonim have Lashonis like that. For example, the Rishonim, there's an entire sugya in Brachas later on Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph that speaks about also, for example, as Gemara says in Yud Aleph and Aleph, there's a machlokes in the Mishnah Daf Yud Beis between Beisham and Beis Hillel, right? Beisham and Beis Hillel, how do I read? It says Beshach Bacham. So how do we read Kriya Shema? So according to Beisham, when the night comes, I'm supposed to lie down, and the Mishnah actually tells us something. Case of Talfan was heard of Baderech and Baba Derech, and he lied down and he was almost killed by a bunch of robbers. And they said to him, "Kedai Yisrael Chum Be'atzkosh Valdut Vayzhilah." This is in Yud Sefer Mud Beis in the Mishnah. So interesting, the Gemara says brings an opinion of Rav Yosef, right? Also the Rav Shammai Loi also Leikum, and there it's mashma that even according to Vayzhilah. That I can read Kriya Shema lying down, standing up. And Beis Hillel says explicitly in the Brayso, when Gemara brings up Yud Aleph and Aleph, Beis Hillel says, "I'm in the Koyin, Yoshua the Koyin, Matin the Koyin, Holchim the Derech the Koyin." Right? So according to the Beis Hillel, I can lie down and read Kriya Shema night. I just, you know, I don't have to lie down, but I could lie down. So how could Rav Yosef come on to say, "Ask the Rishon Shammai v'lo yasa l'klum"? Meaning that what? I'm not Yaitzi, what else is Yaitzi? Go to myself Yaitzi with the Evan. Come on, Mafkiya, my Mitzvah Krishma. But even there, I could say what? That what we're saying is, do it again. In other words, re Krishma again. In other words, when I say, now my sons will learn Yeshiva, will say, well, Mafkiya, the Mitzvah, I could say, when they say Lo Klum means, do it again. In other words, don't bedafka lie down as you hold the Beishamai. Stand up, like Abi Shmuel does in a Brisa. Right? Stand up. Connected to Abliyaz and Azariah, by the way, it's the wrong years of the Gemara there. It's supposed to be Abliyaz and Abliyaz and Azariah. And, you know what? They'll say, do it again. But here, if I read Kriya Shema two minutes before Netzach Hammer, I don't have an opportunity to do it again. Tzavi said it wasn't Yetzer. Unless you want to say, Yetzer doesn't mean anything. Since I can't do it again, I'm just giving you a shtach. And just slapping him. But, in other words, clearly we have here a difficult problem understanding the Nick. How could it be the Chavu Mavish Bavkiya, it's Bitsman Atayr? Okay? In any case, I think we're going to stop over here.
We have time?
Oh, very good. Oh. So, we have over here this issue of how can, in fact, actually the Rif learn like this. Now, there's one approach how Chacham Kimavkiya did in the Torah. How good it is. Let's go back to the one of the cases I gave. One of the cases I gave was that we know that on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, I mean, we're commanded by the Torah to blow shofar. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's in the Rambam's. I mean, everybody agrees it's in d'oraisa. It's in Sefer Mitzvahs, right? And Yom Tov Yelech, right? And Chazal learned from Gezer Shev, Hekesh, going, you should listen to the Shurim on the Yigim Amidas, we spoke about that. Everybody agrees it's in d'oraisa to from the Torah, to blow shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And nonetheless, Chazal said that the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls on the Shabbos, that Chachamim will eke devil ben atayra b'shev v'al tatsa. That's the, that was the, in other words, that was the, in other words, that was the, that's the din. Now, the Rifor in Rosh Hashanah raises a question. The Rifor in Rosh Hashanah raises a question. We have to ask the question, what are you talking about? It's a mitzvah ben atayra. What do you mean, shave yal tazel if you don't want to tell me? How can Chachamim tell you not to do something to Torah convention? So in Chav Testament Beis, the Rif for Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to go to the Rif, look at the Rif for very carefully. The Rif for Rosh Hashanah says, very interesting enough there, that, you see, when Chachamim made this takana, the takana is actually made by Rava. It was after the Mekadosh L'Chodesh Al Pi Ariyah. We know that when the Torah says the first day of the seventh month, it's speaking about the Kiddush Al Pi Ariyah. When we have a calendar, a law today, based upon a cheshbon, it's an approximate thing, the Torah wasn't speaking about that. That's what the Ritva says. In other words, really, the time of Tekiya Shefer, I won't call it the Rabbanon, but it's not the Eraisa. That's what the Torah of the Ritva is. In other words, if we had Kiddush HaChodesh HaPiriyah, then for sure what? Then we can't be able to do the Torah because Shem Yaltase. But if, in fact, the time of the holiday of the Yontif is Nikba based upon Cheshvan. Then Cheshvan is the calendar, the general calendar we have. Then, which coins the Rambam is going to Chodesh, it's just from Bayev HaRav. So Rav is the one. So therefore, because of this, we can say that it's not a complete Yeraisa before it's in the Torah, but it's a Din Yeraisa, but I'm a Yeraisa to a Torah. And Chamik, I can double Shem Yal Tetzel on that. That's what Rav says. Look at the Rif of Chav Testament Beis. There's a lot to speak about this Rif another time, another shiur, Rif Hashem. I want to say the following thing. What are the times of Kriya Shema? Now, we know that Peshach B'chav Kamecha, we already see there's a machloikas of Tanayim. For example, Rashi explains to us machloikas of Chachamim Rabbi Gamliel, or Eliezer Gamliel. Rashi says, for example, down the base, it does Peshach B'chav mean all the time I'm lying down? Or does it mean when I begin to lie down? Rashi explains this down the base. There's a machlokes tanoim. And the Rambam says, clearly, Perush B'shnayis, that we know one thing, that anything that Chazal argue on, right, we can't say there's a Masayla, we can't say Lachamim Masina. And therefore, it's a din like Kiddush HaKesem, meaning that's called the Reseya, which means the din is the Eraisa, but Chachamim, but the Rambam and Shekha Sheni calls it the Rabbana. So I want to claim a drosh of Chazal, and by the way, if you look actually in a tshuva of the Divrei Chayim, tshuva Divrei Chayim, I believe it's the other day, I forgot to say that, Chaim, Divrei Chaim, interesting, says, Ech lebal ech leboyel. The question is, we know there's a case where Chachamim said that they were, we know that because of Kavod HaBriyas, the Gemara says in Chavod HaBeis, in Brachas, because of Kavod HaBriyas, the Gemara there says that if it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, right, with Deuche, and this is the Rabbanan, the Kavod HaBriyas is the Reis of Shem Yaltase. Says the Divrei Chaim, arguing on a Nedim Yehuda, that in fact, Ech Lebalach Leboil, it's a Drasha, and therefore, according to the Rambam, even though the din is the Araisa, it's not called a Araisa, that's not Nidcha by Kavod HaBriyas. So, Divrei Chaim says that, methodologically speaking, Akbidoicha is something which learned from a Drasha because of Kavod HaBriyas. In other words, it acts a bit like the Rabbani, even though it's the Araisa for sure, she's not the Araisa. So, I want to claim it could be the same thing here too. It could possibly be that the Zmanim of Kriya Shema. And that mamish, that's before Shantar. It says Bishop Bacha, but it depends on Chazal explained the pasuk. Does it mean all the time I'm sleeping is when I go to sleep? And it could possibly be the Eft, or Barashacha for nights. These are not dinim that are mafurish in the Torah. Chachamu Kaveyadim. Avada the Dereizim, Chachamu Kaveyadim. So it could possibly be that the din that I could say that Eft, or Barashacha is still called date, called nighttime. That's a din that Chazal will convey. It's not a din of sleeping in the Torah. And because of that, it's like the Yontav of Rosh Hashanah, when I'm no longer being Mekadesh, the Levana, Al Pi Ariyah, I'm going by the general calendar, the approximate calendar, or it's right. It's like a drasha of the Divrei Chaim, Ech Lebalach Leboil. And because of that, Chachamim on that type of a din can be Matzviah, Mafkiah, the din of the Torah. If a person does that, b'meizah. That's what I want to say. So in other words, we see from this, a Raya, right, that the Rif Mistama held like the Rambam. I should say the Rambam held like the Rif. The Rambam calls the Rif Meiri Verabi. Interesting, how could the Rambam call the Rif Meiri Verabi? The Rambam never saw the Rif. Well, I think the Rambam was born like a year, right, when the Rambam was a year old, the Rif was Nifta. The Rambam learned from the Rimigash. Rimigash learned from the Rif. But I have a Messiah, a tradition, Mimoyah Rabbi of going of Yankov Yafin, Amiti, Sarah Taylor of Yankov Yafin. Of Yankov Yafin used to say that he's a Talmud of the Netziv. One time he gave a Shiur, and it says, Mimoyah Rabbi, a Netziv, and they laughed, someone laughed at him. How can you call yourself Talmud of the Netziv? You never saw the Netziv, you were born after the Netziv. I think that she was asking Chazal there. And he said, I'll bring you a Raya. The Rambam says in a Igel Saram, Chuvas Harambam, he says, Moiv Rabbi Arif. And even the Rambam never saw the Rif, he called Moiv Rabbi. So, since the sheet of the Rambam of Divrei Seiflin actually could have come from actually Moiv Rabbi Arif. But in any case, I want to claim that that's the Pshat of the Rif. The time that I can, the fact that say Kriyashma, after Netzachana, was a Drosh of the Rabbam, it's not a Fush of the Torah. Because of that, Chachamim can mafkiyah it in the same way you mafkiyah Shev Yartase, or the same way the Kavod HaBriyas is Daichin. I want to say that is probably one way of understanding the Rif. In any case, we don't have enough time to go to the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor actually is going to argue on the Rif. And like we said before, according to the Rif, text precedes logic. Text determines logic. According to the Baal HaMor, logic determines text. So therefore, Mitzvah Shem, next time we look at the Baal HaMor, and we see the Baal HaMor has actually turned the entire sugya around, and he's going to actually unlock the logic of the sugya and use that as the basis of poetically or creatively interpreting the text of the Kabbalah. And we'll get a very, very clear dispute between the Baal HaMor and the Rif, exactly regarding to the Zmani of Kriya Shema, we're going to Shulchan Aruch, Mitzvah Shem, from an undisclosed location in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. I want to bid everybody, first of all, we should have a good Zman at the Pesach, a lot of Slach and learning, Kol Tov.